I think we all know that throughout the Lenten season, we've been getting different challenges from the pastor. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the first Sunday of Lent, I challenged myself and I challenged all of you to read the Gospel of Luke.
Amen.
Don't lie in church.
I'm still catching up.
Amen. Still trying to catch up. But we were called to stay in the Word, amen?
Amen.
The Word of God is important to us, and so we were going to read that chapter, the whole Gospel of Luke, okay? And we're still trying to get there, some of us. And then last Sunday, the pastor's challenge was call or visit somebody you've not seen in a long time. And someone said, Father, I call, but no one answers. So I'm good, right? That was not the purpose of the pastor's challenge, to call and hang up. But the whole idea was to have a conversation with somebody we've not spoken to in a long time.
Yes.
Don't lie in church, but those who were here last Sunday, did you do it?
Yes.
We didn't do so well, I don't think, y'all. Well, how about we do it now? Get up. Get up. And don't tell me you don't know somebody, because all these folks over here, you probably don't know them. And I want them to get out of their seats, too. Okay? So let's find someone we don't know. Don't know their name. And just simply say, hi, my name is, welcome to St. Martin's, a little bit about yourself. And mix your seats up, too. Okay? And go after those folks over there. All right, go. Somebody you don't know. Come on, choir. Come on. Come on. Get out. Come on. Move. Meet somebody you don't know. Say hello to them. My name is. Move your seat. Let's go. In the name of Jesus. I don't know you. What's your name? Hello. Welcome to St. Martin de Porres. It's called church. It's called church. St. Joe's, move your seats. Let's go, folks. Move around the church. Let's go. Let's go. Get out of your seats, out of your comfort zone. Let's go. Move around. Seconds. I gotta find somebody. Hi. How you doing? Welcome to St. Martin's. Good to have you. Yeah, good to have you here. How you doing? What's your name? Hi, Gina. How you doing, then? How you doing, Trish? Welcome. Good to have you. Move around. Say hello to people. Hello, hello. That's church. Okay. Okay, everybody, let's go. Time's up. Let the church say amen. 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 All right, church, come back together again. Let's come back together. Y'all just keep on ignoring me. Amen, 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 amen. Come on, choir, come back. Come back. Amen. Go back to our seats, everybody, please. What a mighty God we serve. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody. Everybody.
Everybody needs someone. Everybody needs someone. Oh, yeah. Everybody needs someone. And the one I need is you. Oh, Lord, yes, sir. What I need is you. Everybody needs someone. Everybody needs someone. Oh, yeah. Everybody needs someone. And what I need is you. Oh, Lord, yes, sir. What I need is you.
I need
everybody needs someone.
That's called church, amen?
Amen.
That's called church. One of the blessings of our modern age today is technology. Just heard a phone go off right then. As a college professor, I know how much our phones and our tablets and our computers are so essential today to learning, amen?
Amen.
And so we have instantaneous access to people, information. Our phones have all kinds of stuff in them. But the reality is, as good as technology is, and a blessing as it is, it also can be a curse. And the curse could be, it has lessened our human face-to-face, eye-to-eye, heart-to-heart contact. Amen? What you just experienced today was something a lot of us don't have. Just simply having contact with each other. And not just that, but being able to experience a sharing of your life with somebody else. A few years ago, I had a student I taught at St. John Newman High School many, many years ago. He texted me, he said, "Father, I want to go to confession." I was kind of blown away because he was not a confession kind of guy. And I said, "Great, when can we meet?" He says, "Meet? I don't got to meet you. Can I text it to your father?" You know, I'll tell you what I did. You give me 3 Hail Marys and we're good, right? I said, "Who taught you theology?" He said, "You did." I said, "Well, somewhere I must have taught you the sacrament of reconciliation, like every sacrament, is a heart-to-heart reality.
Amen.
A sacred encounter. I have 3 brothers, and I don't really have much contact with my 3 brothers. But how good it was for me to take my own challenge. Amen?
Amen.
You see, leaders don't simply tell you what to do. They better do it themselves first. And so I had to contact and call and speak to my brother. It was good to talk to him.
Amen.
It was good to hear his voice.
Yes.
It was good to know he's okay.
Yes.
It was good for him to know I'm okay. It's good to know that whatever is going on in his life or my life, we are still brothers in the Lord.
Amen.
Sacred encounter. The gospel today, on this 3rd Sunday of Lent, when churches have people being coming into the church as we do today, always goes to the woman at the well, John chapter 4. And in this gospel text, only a little bit read for you today, go back and reread John 4, amen?
Amen.
And Jesus has a sacred encounter. Crossing over all kinds of fences, barriers, and walls. There are no walls, barriers, or fences in the mind of God. God doesn't have a wall. God sent his son, as a young man read today so beautifully, sent his son into our world to save us. He who was sinless is sent to save us who are sinners. What a mighty God we serve. For while we were helpless, Christ died for us, the ungodly. God sent his son into the world to save us. And Jesus, in this encounter with this woman, crosses over fences, walls, and barricades. The first wall he crosses over is the wall of gender. In that time, a woman was not allowed to even speak to a man. How different a man was. Much better than a woman. And so the fact he even spoke to her gives evidence of the fact that Jesus wanted a sacred encounter with her. You see, God made them male and female in the image and likeness of our God. And how even today, we still get that twisted. In society and our church, continue to think that a man is better than a woman. That's why I've said it many times. I can't understand why equal pay, equal work. It makes perfect sense to me. But why is it in the United States of America, black women make much less than a white man? Doing the same work. But yet Jesus crosses over that gender boundary, maybe to remind us today in 2019, get yourself right and recognize the dignity and the worth of a woman. It makes sense to me. Who says a woman can't do anything a man can do? And Jesus crosses over that boundary of encounter. He also crossed the boundary of culture and race and ethnicity. Samaritans and Jews did not mix together. How we still divide the human family.
Yes.
How racism and prejudice and bigotry and profiling continues to attack our world. And our nation that claims to be one of equality. How good it is to be of a church where white and black, male and all can come and worship. How good is that? Because that church. And maybe if we do it enough times here, we might get it right out there. How good it is that we are not a normal parish of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And thank God we're not. Because the welcome that people receive here should be normative. But it's not. How many of us have been in spaces of church and not felt welcome? Raise your hands, church. Because it's true. And many of us, as people of color, know what I'm talking about. When folks won't shake your hand to sign a peace. When folks move their pocketbook when you walk past them. That's not church. And yet Jesus crosses that wall, that boundary of race, where Samaritans and Jews did not mix. He spoke to a Samaritan woman in a sacred encounter. Y'all with me so far?
Yeah. Right there.
How about one more? The encounter that Jesus has with her as the Holy One of God. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, God's beloved Son. Yet he comes in contact with a woman who struggles in her flesh. Part of the text says, go call your husband. I don't have one. You're right. You've had five. And the one you're with right now is not your own. That's the Bible, by the way. I didn't pick that up. But Jesus encounter somebody who struggles in their flesh. Crossing over that boundary that sometimes we put up. You're holy, you're not. You're a sinner, I'm a saint. All of us are sinners. All of us struggle in our flesh. If you dare to say you don't, you're lying. What do you put into your mouth? You're eating. You're drinking. The cigarettes you put to your mouth. The marijuana you put in your lungs. I'll keep going. What are the things that come out of your mouth? The curse words, the vulgarities, the things we say about men and women all the time. We struggle, church, in our flesh. I know I do. I stand in the need of redemption and deliverance. I need a savior in my life. How many of us struggle in our sexuality, in the call to be chaste? That sex is beautiful and holy between a man and a woman in the bond of marriage. We got real quiet, didn't we?
Keep it going.
We struggle, church. And yet Jesus encounters a woman like us who struggles in their flesh. Can somebody say amen to that this morning? The sacred encounter, as we read through John 4, changes this woman. As Jesus says, give me a drink of water, what he's thirsting for is her faith. And that she would go and throw down her bucket and go preach and say, I met a man who told me everything I've ever done. I got a man, a real man in my life. How many men had used her? As we often do as men, for their own pleasure. But she met a man that day. Oh, she met a man that day who saw worth in her, who saw dignity in her, that saw that she was a daughter of God. Because people, church, y'all ain't with me this morning, people do not change out of fear. But out of love.
Amen.
Real conversion. Write that down. Real conversion happens out of love. If I'm married and my wife catches me cheating, if I'm not truly converted and I'm scared that she might divorce me, get rid of me, put me out the house, if I'm not truly converted out of love, I'll just be more careful next time. I won't share my phone. Where were you last night? Well, you know. Where were you? Well, my homies, you know. And make sure your homies don't rat you out. Y'all ain't with me this morning, but I'm telling the truth. But real conversion is out of love. I love you so much, I don't ever want to hurt you.
Amen.
I love myself so much. I see God's worth in me. If I don't have self-love,
hello,
I'm not going to care about you. I see myself as worthy. And because of that, I'm going to treat you differently. You're my lady love. My lady love. You're my lady love. My lady love. My lady love. My lady love.
That works.
My lady love. You see, I love you. And your love for me makes me a better man.
Amen.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
Conversion should lead to change. That woman is not the same again.
Amen.
Because she found a man who loved her, who's willing to cross over the walls that we erect for gender, for ethnicity and nation, of you're in and you're out, and see in her worth, goodness, and holiness. As we walk these days towards Easter, it's halfway over, church, the pastor's challenge is really God's challenge. All of us are called to have a deeper encounter with Christ. Amen. Get to know Jesus.
Yes.
Get to know Jesus.
Yes.
Get to know Jesus.
Yes.
In his word, in his sacraments, in understanding not just things about him, but to know he comes to you and wants to change all of us and make us all better daughters and sons of God.
Amen.
And once we have an encounter with Christ, it should lead to having an encounter with my sister and brother.
Amen.
Not because a pastor asked me to do it. It's just the right thing to do. And if we had more encounters, if we recognize our own worth and dignity, if we were able to do that more often, we could make this world a better place. And bring the Easter's flowers, the Easter joy, every Sunday of the year. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I have a God who knows I got some worth. I'm so glad God sees me. God sees me as worthy. God sees me as somebody special. Sees me as someone he would die for. He would die for me. He would die for Stephen Thorne because God sees me as worthy. I'm so glad. So glad he saw something in me. Now keep on keeping on in sacred encounter. Amen.